Terrence Hopkins has been writing or did write about this whole issue of the relationship between individual state sovereignty and the world economic system. So it's very pertinent to the discussion today. He says that there's no theory of the formation of states on a world scale any way comparable to the theory of the aggregation or accumulation of capital on a world scale. Now, Terry Hopkins pointed out decades and decades ago that there were some fundamental contradictions that power has. And I believe that power cannot figure these things out because fundamentally they can't. Because they believe that we are cattle. What they can't figure out is that their system is self-defeating. They can't stimulate patriotism and allegiance to the global economy simultaneously because the global economy is designed to create scarcity by eating and privatizing the earth. But then the cattle can't be herded, and the drums of nationalism are then heard. Terry Hopkins wrote that there were contradictions inherent in power's whole, he didn't put it this way, but in their whole supremacy project. And in his summary of the modern world system, quote, he said, first, there is a structure of this system consisting of one expanding economy, multiple states that are also expanding, and a capital-labor relation. And then second, there is this system's development. This is his summary of the modern world system theory. So this is quoting him again. This one world scale economy has a single or axial division and integration of labor processes, division of labor, which is both organized and paralleled by a single set of accumulation processes between its always more advanced, historically enlarging and geographically shifting core and its always less advanced, disproportionately enlarging and geographically shifting periphery. And then he writes, the inherent contradiction between the development of the one economy and the development of the multiple states continually paces and shows itself in specific forms in the course of this social system's long-term development, which equals modern social change. So he put his finger on the crux of the problem from power's point of view. And ultimately, the problem, and we'll talk more about this next week, is us. Fundamentally, we aren't cattle. And we want to develop our gifts, and we want to live freely. But Terry saw this quite clearly, that power's vulnerability lies firstly in that states want their sovereignty because the people they sit on will always want to be free and will continuously push back against the walls, the limits of our captivity until they fall. And we'll continue this discussion next week. Till then, peace.